Yeah, Romans chapter 13, very familiar scripture here, I'm sure. Verse 11, he said, "In that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is your salvation nearer than when you believe. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, not in chambering of wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Father, we do thank you, Lord, for the traveling mercy, the nice place that was provided for us, and the privilege to be here this morning. It's an honor that this dear brother would trust us and allow us to come. Would you help us now not be so nervous and intimidated, whatever it is? Would you calm us down a little bit and let us preach, Lord, and be a blessing and a help to these that's here. And then most of all, we want to be pleasing to thee. We ask you now to use us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our salvation is near, it saith. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. I've been saved since 1974. I'm closer home now than I was when I started. And I know a little more about what took place than when I did when it took place. Does that make sense? Amen. And I know we're living somewhere. Now, I'm not a date setter by any means. Don't want to hear nobody that does. But truth of the matter is, we're somewhere surely close to the coming of the Lord. I think it's 2 Timothy 3. "This know also in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be loved on self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, countenance, fierce, despised, good traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power of from such, turn away. For this sort of they that creep into houses, lead captive silly women, laden with sin, led away with divers, ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." I believe that somewhere where we're at. I believe that ever since I've been saved, or somewhere where we're at. Now, I talk fast. If I slow down, I'll forget where I'm at. Amen. Amen. And I drank a whole lot of coffee. You could paint a fence with that coffee that I drank over there this morning. So if you can't get the Holy Ghost on, you drink some of that coffee. Hallelujah. Amen. That'll help you. Amen. But you know, we're living. We know that. Ephesians 5 said, "Awake now to sleep, and rise from the dead, and Christ will give you life. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil." Amen. And then be not drunk with wine, except be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing, make melody of heart as unto the Lord. Amen. So awake thou that sleepeth. We're closer to the house than when we started. Amen. And seeing we know these things, what is 1 Thessalonians 5? "Of the times and season, brother, I need not write it. You'll be yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, when they shall say peace and safety. Then sudden destruction come upon them, as travail upon one child, and they shall not escape. But you, brother, not in the dark, that day shall overtake you as a thief. We're all the children of the day, children of the night, we're not of the night, nor darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they sleep in the night, they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us through the day be sober, put on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet to hope of salvation. For God's not appointed us to wrath, but that we sustain salvation, but Jesus Christ has died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as you also do." Could I get some help right here? Amen. Hallelujah. Some of y'all, the reason I'm in the prison ministry. Hallelujah. They will help you a little bit, try to preach. Amen. Well, anyway, I'm about to embarrass my wife. We know those things. I mean, we know that. I know this is a good church. I go to a good church. Amen. And we know those things. Amen. We're somewhat proud about it being an independent, fundamental, King James Bible believing, independent Baptist. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to be one of them to be saved. Got to be one of them to be right. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't that right? I believe that's right. I wouldn't be one if I didn't think it's right. Hey, seeing we know these things, we're not in the dark. Amen. Seeing we know these things, I believe we're somewhere in the vicinity of the coming of the Lord. Amen. Well, the scoffers, they doubt his coming. That's 2 Peter chapter 3, this second epistle. And I write to you, which most I stir up you for your minds, but way to remember it, you might be mindful of the words which spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandments of us, the apostle of the Lord. Knowing this first, they come in the last day scoffers, walking after their own lusts, say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as it was from the beginning of the creation. For this, they are willingly ignorant of. Amen. For by the word of God, the heavens are old, and earth stand out of the water. Amen. And the world that then was been overflowed water perished. But the heavens and earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store and reserved against fire and judgment, a perdition of ungodly men. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years one day. The Lord's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but his long suffering us word, not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. Amen. Amen. Y'all help me a little bit. We'll get going here in a minute. I am a nervous wreck. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll get over it in a minute. You'll be nervous before I get done. That'll be better. Hey, the scoffers, they doubt he's coming. Satan dreads his coming. That's Revelation chapter 20. I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of a great chain in his hand, and the key of the bottom pit, and he laid hold of the dragon, the old serpent, the devil, Satan, bound him 1,000 years, cast him in the bottom pit, shut him up, and deceive the nation no more till 1,000 years be finished. Amen. Then he's going to be loosed a little season. Amen. And then I saw thrones, and they that sat upon it, and was judgment given to them. And I saw the souls of them that headed for witness ye, for the word of God was not worshiped the beast, neither his image. And these ruled and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of them lived not again till 1,000 years be finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy have he have part in the first resurrection. On such the second death have no power. But they shall be priests of God and Christ shall reign with them 1,000 years. When 1,000 years be expired, the devil is seized and going to be loosed out of his prison. Going to go out in the four corners of the Gog and Magog, gather them together, and number stand the sea. They're going to come up on the breath of the earth to pass about the camp of Saint, that beloved city. Fire is going to come down from God out of heaven and divide them. And the devil sees them going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast of false prophet are. They're going to be tormented day and night forever and ever. Am I anywhere close? You say you missed the word. You try that. Amen. See how you do it. Hallelujah. Hey, the scoffers, they doubt is coming. Satan dreads is coming. But the scripture declares is coming. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Paul writing said, I not have you to be ignorant, brethren. So there is some ignorant brethren. Amen. When it comes to rightly dividing, amen, the second coming of the Lord. And I'm not saying that being mean, but there is. Amen. He said, I'm not happy to be ignorant, brother, concerning what you're asleep, that you saw not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And this we say in you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ rise first, and we which are alive remain shall call up together to meet the Lord in air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort you one another with these words. Some of y'all look like you're in a dentist's office. I'm not drilling teeth here. I'm trying to preach. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that went over real big. Hey, the scoffers, they doubt is coming. Satan dreads is coming. Scripture declares coming. And the saints' desire is coming. Every time I see Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on the news, I say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come and get us, get rid of them one. One comedian said, just shoot up in the tree. One of us needs some relief. Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming. Amen. I believe that ever since I been saved, that Jesus is coming. Well, seeing we know these things, what do we need now in this present time that we live in? First of all, this morning, we need the truth of the Scriptures. John 4:23, but the hour cometh when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. But God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You know, when God called me to preach, He didn't call me to cast out devils, heal the sick, speak in tongues, raise the dead. He called me to preach His Word. Amen. Preach His Word. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead as is appearing. Preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, you can exhort with all longsuffering. For the time will come that not endure sound doctrine, but heap their own lust teachers, having each an ear, shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. I like this Bible right here, don't you? I'm ashamed that I don't know no more about it than I know. Amen. But I'm glad I do know what I do know. I can sleep good at night. Amen. Well, we need the truth of the Scriptures. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Hey, the truth is what gets you saved. Amen. The truth is what gets you. James 1:18, of His own will begot He us by the Word of truth. Amen. That we might be the first kind of His creatures. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm glad the Word of God came and got me one day. Somebody sowed the seed of God's Word in my heart when it was still tender enough to get in. Amen. That's why it's so important to get in while you're young and tender. The older you get, the more pride you get, the more callous you get. He that been often reproved in heart, his neck shall suddenly be destroyed. And that without remedy. Amen. The truth is what gets us. Hey, the truth is what guides us. John 16:13, howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you unto all truth. My word is truth. If you know the truth shall make you free. Amen. Amen. I'm glad I got the right Bible. And I'm sure you do too. Or you wouldn't be here. Amen. Hey, the truth is what grows us. But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. We're to grow. I know when I first got saved, I didn't know one Bible verse. Amen. I just knew He's the Savior. I knew I was a sinner. Amen. Sick of my sin, ashamed of my life. Wanted what He had. Amen. But you know, you learn a few things. You go from a baby to a young boy, a child and a young man, and then you ought to try to get to the father stage before we leave here. Hey, the truth is what grows us. The truth is what governs us. Be not unequal yoked together with the unbeliever. What fellowship have righteous with unrighteous? What communion have light with darkness? What concord is Christ with Belial? What part did he that believeth with an infidel? What agreement hath the temple of God with the idols? Of the temple of living God. God shall I dwell in him and walk in him, be their God. Wherefore come out from amongst you, be a separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I receive you. I shall be upon you, shall be my son and daughter, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dear beloved, let's cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Am I doing any good right here? I drove a long way to do this. Hallelujah. Amen. The preacher said, I'll fly you down there. I said, I don't fly or float. Amen. If I can't get there in a car, I ain't coming. Amen. Somebody said, you afraid to fly? I said, no, just don't want to be screaming when I die. Hallelujah. Amen. I kind of like having control of things. Hey, the Bible said, but he said here, what know you not your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which is of God. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, spirit, which are God's. Amen. That's exactly right. You don't have a right. You know that well as I do. I know your preacher and I know his dad. Amen. It does have something to do. Godliness has something to do with how we carry ourselves. Isn't that right? Amen. Can you see me in a pair of short pants? My legs look like they've been dipped in Clorox, got purple knots all over. Nobody wants to look at that. I know it's Florida. Amen. But that don't make no difference anyhow. Amen. Amen. That's right. I got a body that looks like the Grinch that stole Christmas. We don't need that. We need to cover that mess up. How am I doing there? That went over real big. Amen. Well, the truth is what grows us. The truth is what governs us. The truth is what, I'm trying to get somewhere. It'll get a little better maybe. The truth is what guards us. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on earth. Father, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them, your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, sing his heart. Amen. Sing his heart as unto Christ, and not unto me. Whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same same shall they receive the Lord. You master, do the same thing unto them. Forbearing, threatening, knowing your master in heaven. Amen. Also in heaven, neither respect the person with him. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord, the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against rules of darkness, world, against spiritual wicked high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand. Evil day done all to do to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about the truth, having on the breastplate and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, where you shall be quenched all the fire darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer, supplication in the Spirit. Watch ye therefore with all prayer, supplication for all saints. I ought to get an amen out of somebody. I worked hard on that. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what guards us. And then also the truth is what grounds us. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a work not needed shame, rightly divided the word of truth. Amen. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, pastor, teacher, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith, under the knowledge of the Son of God, under a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind and dark, by the sleight of men, by the cunning craftiness, while by the line wait to see, but speaking the truth and love me, according to him in all things which is ahead, even Christ, from whom the whole body is fitly joined together, compacted every joint supplied, according to the effectual working and measure of every part, making increase of the body and the edified itself in love. I believe that's pretty close. And we know that there's no apostle today, no prophets, except false apostles, false prophets. Most of them's on the 700 Club or TBN. How am I doing right there? Amen. We got an evangelist, pastor, teachers to teach us how to rightly divide it, put it in its right place to the right people at the right time, that we won't be as confused as a termite. Amen. How am I doing right there? I'm trying to get somewhere. My wife's looking at me like, you have lost your mind. Amen. That's the best way to do. Just go plumb crazy. Hallelujah. I'm having a good time. Some of you ain't, but I'm going to have a good time. I drove a long way to unload this wagon. Hallelujah. Hey, all kidding aside, thank God for the truth. Point number one. That's a lot, ain't it? Amen. So we ain't got that far to go. No, I'm just having a good time. Amen. Appreciate being here. Hey, we don't just need the truth of the Scriptures, but we need the touch of the Spirit. Ephesians, be not drunk with wine, except be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Speak to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing. Make me your heart as unto the Lord. Zechariah, I think it's 4 verse 6. Not by might, not by power, but my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. You know, the Bible says, no man could come to me except the Father who sent me draw him. Amen. Before I got saved, my dad moved up to Cleveland, Ohio in the late 50s. To work at Ford Motor. I lived down the inner city of Cleveland, Ohio. That's where I was raised. No church going, no Christianity in the home. Just sinners doing what sinners do. Doing the best they could. Amen. But truth of the matter is, in the summertime, I'd come down to Tennessee, where I'm from, and stay with my grandparents. They weren't saved either, and they drank moonshine liquor. Amen. And when my grandpa get drunk on that moonshine, there wasn't a meaner person in that town. Amen. But in the middle of all that, there was a fellow that lived out the road from my grandpa. His name was Faye Manning. He was a general judgment, amillennialist, whatever, a Baptist preacher. He's in heaven now. He's a premillennialist now. But then, amen. I tell you what he was. He didn't have his doctrine right, but he was a holy man. Holy man. Godly man. And I'm not trying to bore you and glorify sin, but my grandpa get drunk on that whiskey when I was 14-year-old boy, just a little old boy with a chip on my shoulder, bitterness in my heart, lost, and didn't know nothing about any God or anything, just heard about Jesus, knew he was real, but didn't understand. I made the mistake. My grandpa drunk on whiskey one day, drinking that moonshine, and he'd already slapped my grandmother around. He got real violent, and I sassed him. I talked back to him and used some cuss words in the process, and before that day was over, he shot me with a 12-gauge shotgun and left me laying in a patch of woods up behind his house. Amen. I never did sass him again. That broke me. Amen. That's a little extreme, but that got my attention. Amen. That's a true story. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny that day. My grandpa, He wouldn't save me. And my neighbor, Preacher Manning, he had 8 youngins. He had one little girl was crippled from birth. She had some kind of muscle disease. She wore diapers until she was 44 years old. They had to mash her food up and kind of push it even down her throat back then. And Preacher Manning back then the roads were gravel and you left your door unlocked and screen door unlocked and nobody's worried about the perverts grabbing up their kids and none of that back then. And Preacher Manning, he had them 8 youngins. His boys were my buddies, but I never understood back then why he wouldn't let them stay all night at my house. But I do now. He wasn't better than us, but he didn't want his family around that kind of environment. He had the touch. He had the touch. When I got around him, I didn't cuss. I didn't use bad words. Something about his presence. Just shut your mouth. He was a nice man. He had the touch. Jesus said, no man could come to me except the Father who sent me draw him. If we could get the touch, we might call sinners to get under the tub. Does that make sense? Except we're drawed. How do we get drawed? He said, we're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle. Put it under a bush, put on a candlestick, and give a light unto all the town. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. He said, we're the salt of the earth. If the salt's lost its savor, which shall be salted, it is thenceforth good for nothing. Be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. I've never met nobody saved that said they're sorry they got saved, but I've met a lot of sorry saved people. I felt a little rift on that. I'm trying to say, if we could, James said, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. If any man is a hearer of the word, not a doer, like a man beholds his natural face of glass, behold himself, go his way, straightway, forget what manner of error. But whosoever looketh in the perfect law of living, continue therein, this man being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. This man should be blessed in his deed. Preacher Manning wouldn't let his youngins stay at our house. But he'd come by my house when I was a boy. And he'd blow his horn, gravel road, and he said, hey, David. He owned a little farm right out from us. He said, hey, David, come out. I want you to come out and spend the night with the boys. We're going to cut some watermelon and cantaloupe. We're going to make some homemade ice cream. Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. So what did he put on the hook? Melons and ice cream. And we go out there and crank that ice cream maker and eat them melons he growed on. They'd have prayer meeting and preaching time sometime in his yard. They buried their dead at home back then. They brought their family member home back in those days. And Preacher Manning would preach and he'd hold his ear and he'd ha, ha. And I like it. Amen. Some of y'all probably ain't never been around it. But on my problem, I get my hack out of hack. But he had that thing down pat. And he cared about me. And I'd stay all night out there. He milked a cow. I had some cattle cows he milked, and he'd slop his hogs and feed the chickens early in the morning about daylight. And you could hear him. He lived in an old log house and feather beds. And I'd stay all night out there. And about daylight, he'd get done with his chores, and he'd get in the barn out there, and you could hear him. He got to hacking. He prayed like he preached, and he got to spitting. He wasn't praying for me to hear him, but I could kind of tell as a boy when it seemed like he broke through the clouds. And he called my name and said, little Webb's boy, he ain't got a chance. He ain't got a chance, Lord, if you don't show him, if you don't turn the light on for him. And he called my grandparents' names out and other family members. Sometimes he'd say, hey, his oldest boy was my friend. He said, don't you boys go over here on the back. I'm going over here in the field behind my farm over here and pray. And we'd ride over on his tractor and a hay wagon and he'd get over there and pray. We'd try to find stuff to kill snakes with or to make some kind of toy. And he'd stay over there some time on his face until he was covered with sweat and praying. Hallelujah. Amen. What we need is a touch that we could get somebody under the tub. He probably didn't think he was doing much good, but it was, hey, hallelujah. It wasn't long when my grandpa shot me. It wasn't long after that. He went to Fairview Bible Baptist Church, him and my ma. They got marvelously saved. When they come home that day, he throwed the whiskey out the door, put the shotguns in the closet, started going to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night and Wednesday night. Something happened to her down there. They got under the touch, called me to get under the tub. Am I doing any good right here? Amen. My ma, she couldn't read or write. She was illiterate. Amen. She wasn't ignorant. She was illiterate. When she was a little girl, she drove turkeys across Clinch Mountain to the market barefooted. Amen. She just never got a chance to go to school. But she met the God of the Bible. She had the Holy Ghost in her. She couldn't take it down the Roman road. She couldn't read John 3:16. But she knew she got a hold of something that if she could get me under the tug, hey, I'd get a hold of it. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm trying to say something here. Hey, we need to get the touch. Get somebody else under the tug. 1974, the month of November, I was a drug addict. And I ain't boasting about seeing just a hippie. Just an idiot, what I was. Wore bell-bottom breeches with patches on them. T-shirt with a peace sign on it. And you see me Nixon and the Pope, peace, you know. What a bunch of idiots. Hey, how am I doing there? Holy Ghost coming. I hope it don't sound like I'm bragging on sin. I ain't. I was in a dope house on a Sunday morning doing what drug addicts do, trying to get over the shakes from doing what drug addicts do. And the Holy Ghost came over in the middle of that place. Why, he picked me out of the crowd and didn't seem to faze them old boys. I can't explain it to you, but I believe it started back when I was a boy, when the seed of God's Word was sown in my heart and the fear of God was put in me to some extent. I thought I was cracking up. Amen. I've been under conviction for a long time. Didn't know what it was. You don't really know what conviction is till you get converted and you look back and see how God, He said, draws you to Him. I believe Him right there. Am I taking too long, preacher? Amen. I was over there doing what, and I didn't hear no audible voice. I didn't see no angelic creature. But somebody was talking to me. Put the dope down, David. Put the booze down. I'd been with my grandmother at the church the Sunday before. My grandma used to talk me into going to church at Christmas. And I said, Ma, I ain't got nothing decent to wear. She says, I'll buy you a new pair of breeches, new shirt to go to meeting with me. Nobody down there cared what I looked like. But that's the only thing keeping me from getting there. She didn't know how to explain it biblically, but she knew the principle. Amen. Easter come around. I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ when I was a drug addict. I knew that was true. Amen. Same thing. Then they have homecoming. You have homecoming here where you fried chicken, tater salad, pies and cake. Even a drunk could go for a free meal. She said, cooking down there, boy, they put on the dog. I'd go down there and eat that chicken before I got to eat that chicken. Oh, that preacher would hang you out over hell for about 45 minutes, make you feel like a sheep killing dog. When he got done preaching, I didn't want no chicken. I wanted out there. Faith come by hearing by the word of God. She knew what she was doing. Hallelujah. Amen. I was in that place that morning when I got saved, and the Spirit of God come over. About 20 minutes after 11, I turned around them old boys I was doing drugs with, and I said, I'll see you, fellas. I had hair down near, I was a pitiful looking man, and I said, I'll see you. They said, where you going, Epps? I said, I'm going to church. He said, why? I said, I have no idea. They said, you must be stoned. I said, stone, drunk, or crazy? I'm sick of all this. I didn't know I was going to get saved. Didn't even know why I felt like I did. I walked in that church at 11:30 on a Sunday morning. That morning, 200, 250 people, 500 eyeballs, all of them looking at me. You could hear them going, he's back, he's back, he's back. I'm glad I got back. I've been over there Sunday before. One woman on one side, she said, woo! Another on the other side said, woo! I know y'all don't do that here. I'm careful looking at you. Hey, man, hey, I felt like going, woo! I wasn't even saved, but they had me fired up. Hallelujah. And that preacher got down. I sat down next to my mom, Paul, and he was weeping. She was weeping. He pat me on the knee. He said, boy, it was so good you're here. Hey, I'm so glad I got done. That preacher got done preaching. He said, would any? I've been in church enough to know when they said, any? Anybody like to come? I fell out of my pew. Amen. I fell on my face. Somebody said, you prayed the sinner's prayer. I said, every prayer I'd ever prayed was a sinner's prayer. What did I know about a sinner's prayer? They said, you come down the Romans Road. No, I drove down Marguerite Drive. I knew I was a sinner. I was sick of my sin, ashamed of my life. I knew He was real. I've been on my way to heaven ever since that day. Amen. Well, thank God. I don't know if that helped you or not. Amen. I wish I could get saved again, don't you? Amen. I'd go join Church of God if I thought I could. Hallelujah. Do it again. It's a one-time deal. Hey, what hinders sinners from getting under the tub? when we fail together, not forsake the assembly of together, the man of some exhorting one another even so much more as we see the day approaching. I got saved on Sunday morning, showed back up on Sunday night before I knew it was a sin not to be there. James 4 said, for him to know do good, do it not to him, it's a sin. Amen. Isn't that right? They didn't even count you as being saved where I got saved till you showed up on Wednesday. Some of them believed you could lose it. Some believed it was forever. I sure, if I could lose it, I sure didn't want to go to hell for just laying out on Wednesday night. Amen, amen. I said, too, I'd go. I'm going to do it now. They said, did he get in? Don't know. We ain't been here on prayer meeting yet. I still kind of doubt him. Don't you, preacher? Hallelujah. That ain't part of the gospel, but it's fun to preach. Hey, when we fail together. Hey, when we falter in a giving. I'm trying to hurry. I know I said that. Falter in a giving. You know, I didn't know how God finances work. Amen. I'd go to church, put a dollar or two in there like everybody else. Amen. Folks say, how I love Jesus. Pay $1,000 for a TV satellite, put a dollar in an offer plate, and then sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. Well, I started going to Sunday school and church, and I learned that God finances ministry through the tithes and free will offerings of God's people. And up until that time, I couldn't hold down a steady job because of my drug problem. So I read in the Bible, it said, if a man won't work, neither should he eat. And I've been pretty much a bum, so I went and got me a job. That's not a cuss word. Job. And I started laying aside as God prospered me during the week. And on Sunday, first day of the week, I brought it into God's storehouse. Am I doing any good? Am I doing any good here? I can't hardly get him to smile at all. I'm telling you, he's a tough one. Amen. Hey, truth of the matter is, you know, we become peculiar people. Zealous of good works. Amen. So you come in there, Sunday school, have two or three songs of prayer, pass the offer plate, and get no less than 10% of your gross income put in plate. Amen. Most Baptist churches up home, about 10 minutes to 11, they blow a buzzer and let you go out back smoke with the deacons for about 10 minutes, and you come back in 11 o'clock. Amen. Two or three more songs, another prayer, pass the offer plate, catch them and lay down Sunday school, get a tithe out of them, squeeze a little off of you. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you what, I'm going to name it and claim it, prosperity preacher, but my meal barrel ain't never run out, and the cruise of oil ain't never run out. Got awful low a few times, and it got me a little nervous, but it's always come through. Amen. I believe it works. Well, I keep saying that. I ain't really. I'm just filling in the gap with that. I'm about done. Hey, when you fail together, when you fall in the giving, when you faint and you're going, you're not weary and well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I'm sure they pretty much give up on me, some of them have. And I walked in there that day, it surprised them as it did me. Amen. I didn't know what I was doing there, and they was wondering what I was going to do there. Amen. I was pretty wicked. Amen. But truth of the matter is, they don't give up on them. Amen. Don't give up on them. Hey, and then when you're not filled with God, Ephesians 5:18. Amen. And then when you're foolish about godliness. Amen. I got saved. I wore bell-bottom breeches, had hair down here. Amen. Can you see me now in a pair of bell-bottom breeches? Can you see me now in a pair of skinny jeans? I worry about skinny jeans, don't you? Something wrong there. Yeah. Something wrong. How am I doing that? Am I doing any good? Amen. The preacher knew I didn't know nothing. I mean, I was just a nut. I was hitchhiking one day. Got a truck driver picked me up, and I got up in that truck, and he said, hey, buddy, got a joint to smoke? I said, I don't smoke that stuff no more. I got saved. He said, well, you look like you'd smoke one. God took the words of a sinner. Stuck me. Now, until then, I wondered when I showed up for a visitation why nobody partner up with me. You can't win nobody to God looking like Charles Manson. You can't do it. You can't help. How am I doing there? Amen. I'm getting done. Hey, I'll tell you what. God starts working on you. It'll work on the inside. You'll hang around the church. Starts taking this book. Take what's on the inside, make it show up on the outside. For those that can't see on the inside, but they're looking on the outside, they can look at the outside and tell you got something real on the inside. I believe that's right. In other words, what I'm trying to say, and I'm quitting right there, I've said nothing. You can't get right and not want to live right. What? Know you not, your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's holy, automatically makes you want to start living holy. You don't know how, but you have to be taught. Isn't that right? If you don't want to live holy, you've never met the God of this Bible. You can't get right and not want to live right. Because if you ever got right and you ain't right, you won't get right if you ever been right. Ain't that right? Well, sure it's right. See, it's not you. It's that new man in you bringing this old man under subjection to the Word of God by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, I'm done. Are you saved?